For our Peace Bucket this week, we're joined by John Cofin, who's a member of Bethlehem Neighbors for Peace. We've been covering a lot with the situation in Afghanistan, but we thought we'd get some perspective from, you know, the local peace community as to, you know, how they may be addressing the situation in Afghanistan. So John, what's Bethlehem Neighbors for Peace up to?
Bethlehem Neighbors for Peace is very, very much in favor of having that war over. We are opponents of wars and have been for the last 20 years. Many of us, most of us, I think, come out of the resistance to the Vietnam War so many years ago. And there are a lot of unfortunate parallels with that war going on right now with in Afghanistan.
The situation at the airport has been particularly, chaotic, and, you know, United States and other allies are very much focused on getting their own national citizens out of that country. But a lot of people, Afghans who supplied, you know, support to the United States, such as the interpreters, seem to be being held up. And so some of the other countries are saying to the United States, well, maybe you need to extend the evacuation or your withdrawal of troops a bit so we make sure we get everybody out. How do people feel about that concept?
I at least think it would be a mistake to continue the presence of any uniform or armed American military in that country beyond the agreed upon deadline. I think that would be a blot on everyone's honor and a big mistake. I think we're getting out and we should get out. I think that the American military, has made what seems like an amazing mistake in not having any plan for retreat. It seems that the American military was so arrogant that they believed that they would not be in this situation and did not need any contingency plan for something like this happening, in spite of the fact that this has happened in Afghanistan for literally thousands of years. I am concerned about the military. I don't know if Joseph Biden shares any of that blame. I don't know him to be a military expert, but I do know that he is a true believer that everyone in the world should embrace American exceptionalism and American imperialism as a wonderful thing. And in assuming that, he is dead wrong, as we are all learning to our sorrow.
Now, I believe Bethlehem Neighbors for Peace holds a weekly vigil in Delmar. Have you been focusing on Afghanistan recently? And if so, you know, what has been the reactions to passerbys to your message?
The reaction that we get at our weekly vigils every Monday afternoon, 5 to 6, at the Four Corners in Bethlehem, is positive. Always has been, and it continues positive. I think people, I interpret this personally as being people supporting the idea of this war ending. No one is coming up to us and saying, you know, we should continue this war. We should go on fighting. We should this, we should that. There is no support for that position. There are and have been over the years various Trump supporters, people, right-wing folks, who get upset with us, but they, in at least in this part of the world, at least in the Capital District area, are distinctly a minority. Most people passing by in their cars give us thumbs up, smile, wave, and that simply has continued. People are glad this is over.
Now, what responsibility, if any, do you think the United States government and the other allies involved in the occupation should take to, you know, help rebuild the civilian, you know, infrastructure in Afghanistan at this point?
I think we should take every opportunity to support the people of Afghanistan and help them toward democratic institutions of their own choosing, toward the liberation of their people, particularly the liberation of women, the liberation of minorities. And I think the way to do that is definitely not through having American soldiers patrolling their streets with guns. The way to do that is by supporting them politically with our own mass actions, contributing to organizations as may become available in Afghanistan, popular organizations that may be in favor of producing change. I predicted that such will arise. I think the Taliban would be well advised to give some space and some room to the aspirations of their people to develop democratic institutions and to liberate particularly women.
Now, you mentioned the issue of liberating women. That, of course, is the, you know, major thing that mainstream media flags, is that the Taliban has been, in their previous power situation when they, you know, controlled the country, pretty bad on women's rights. The, you know, national leaders have been trying to spin it. Hey, we're a different Taliban now. We're more, you know, open to women's empowerment. Most people don't seem to believe that, particularly Afghans. You know, what, if anything, the United States should do if, in fact, the Taliban would go back to sort of its, you know, women should be in the house, no education, and not in the workforce, no political leadership. What, if anything, should the United States do about that?
I think we should encourage and cooperate with the new Afghan government as much as possible. I think the Taliban, which I believe in their language means student, the Taliban seem very capable of learning from their past mistakes, from their horrible first round when they antagonized every other ethnic group in their nation and got themselves roundly whipped in short order. I think they seem to have learned from that experience. However, there is probably, my opinion now, just my opinion, there is probably going to be a great difference between their national leadership and what local Taliban commanders or Taliban followers do in terms of their everyday treatment of their countrymen, countrywomen. That is going to be difficult because their customs, their traditions, their culture is very different. They truly believe their point of view about the suppression of women, which is what they do in terms of suppressing the rights of women, is to protect women in their cultural context. I think they believe that, and I think that it will take a lot of convincing to bring them along toward women's liberation.
Well, John Cothen, we want to thank you for joining us. Okay. Bethlehem Neighbors for Peace.org is the website. And this, and it's your vigil is Mondays at 5 p.m. at the Four Corners. This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.